Hey, Mighty Men of God, Dr. Joe Martin here with the Real Men Connect podcast. And as you guys know, each and every week, I get a chance to interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith and get them to share with us their stories, their successes and strategies, as well as their struggles on what it took for them to become the kind of men that God called and created them to be. I'm talking about as husbands, fathers, and as spiritual leaders of their homes. Because of your loyalty in listening to this podcast and leaving helpful reviews and sharing it with others, Real Men Connect has now become the number one podcast for Christian men on iTunes. Wow, God is good. And because of God's favor and your support, I'm now being asked to appear on other people's radio shows and podcasts to share with them what we do, why we do it, and how we do it. It's been truly a humbling experience. And I want to share with you one of those interviews. I'm a weekly guest on Moody Radio here in town in Chattanooga on the Jason and Tabby Morning Show. And they asked me the question, when it comes to being a husband, what's one of our biggest challenges? And my answer was living with our wives in an understanding way, according to 1 Peter 3 and 7. And I talked about the four ways a man can understand his wife better. And after that segment, I felt that what I shared could benefit our listening audience as well. So this week on the Real Men Check-In, I want to share with you four quick ways you can live with your wife in an understanding way. And I hope that it blesses you. And here's that interview in progress.
It is 7:38, 60 degrees in Chattanooga. This is Mornings with Jason and Tabby on 88.9 Moody Radio. Good morning. And we just want to say good morning to Dr. Joe Martin of Real Men Connect. He joins us every other week just about here on Moody Radio to share some tips, especially to the men, about being in good relationship with each other and with their wives and family and children and with God. So good morning to you, Dr. Joe.
Hey, Tyler, hey. How you doing this morning?
I am doing great. We're so glad to have you on with us. Now, this is an interesting topic that we're going to share today, and it's about men and their wives. I was just reading an article. It was about what men that Christian women should never marry and what women Christian men should never marry.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
So, it was very interesting. But when it comes to wives, what is one of the biggest challenges for a husband?
Well, there's a lot of challenges, Tabby, but one of the main ones, and I know women may not want to hear this, but we're just being honest and we're being transparent, and I'm giving you the insight into a man's thinking and a man's psyche, is this is present company included, and I will quote scripture so they won't be too mad at me first.
Okay.
And we struggle with 1 Peter 3:7. And 1 Peter 3:7, if they're not familiar with it, says it commands us to husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way. And it goes on to say that, so because if we don't do it, our prayers will be hindered. And men, as men, we want a lot of things. We ask God for a lot of things. We don't want our prayers to be hindered. So it's living with our wives in an understanding way. And what I mean why we struggle with that is because we have a hard time understanding you guys, Tabby. and so we struggle with that phrase of understanding what your needs are, what your desires are. And we don't like hearing that I call it that phrase, that, and I'm paraphrasing this, that phrase that women use a lot is when we mess up, after we mess up and we do something we should have done, we didn't know to do it, and we could have done it better, is why do I have to tell you that you should know that already? You should have known that I needed that. You should have known that should have been done. Why did I have to tell you? And our response as a husband, at least if he's brave, he might voice it, but more than likely he says it to himself, I'm not a mind reader. How am I supposed to know that's what you needed? You didn't tell me. And so that brings on this challenge and this struggle for me. And it's very frustrating.
You know, I can relate in some ways, even though I'm not a wife yet. But the men and women are just very different, and our needs are different. The way we emote is very different. And I learn a lot even working here at Moody Radio because I work mainly with men.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm learning how they think and everything. And it takes time.
Yeah. And because as men, we got a lot of differences, but the main thing being just what you just said, Tabby, is that we compartmentalize stuff. Where women, they typically don't. And now we're not talking about all men or all women. We're talking about the majority of men and majority of women. And the way I describe it is that we as men, we have tunnel vision. And that sometimes that's good, but sometimes that's bad, especially when it comes to our wives. We have tunnel vision, where it seems to me that a lot of women, most women, have what I call horizon vision. They look wide where we look narrow, and that gets us into a lot of trouble when we come together.
So how can men get better at living with their wives in an understanding way?
Wow, that's the million-dollar question. And I got to tell you, and for any man out there who's listening to this, and I'm hoping that it's going to bless him, because I go through this struggle myself. Just because I talk to men and I mentor and disciple men and coach men doesn't mean that I don't have any problems and struggles in this area as well. How do you think I'm able to talk about it? Because I'm going through it real time. But one of the things, I sought God in prayer about this in my quiet time, Tavi, and this is going to be such a blessing, I think, to me, because it's blessed me already, and I've seen the difference. Because I heard you mention about Jason and Brittany, and our prayers are going out to them. My wife is going through a difficult time with her father right now. And so I'm asking God, I want to live with my wife in an understanding way. How do I do that? And Tavi, this is what God revealed to me in my heart. He revealed to me, he says, Joe, you want to live with your wife in an understanding way. That means you must be mindful of her. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, God, how do I be mindful of her? And God gave me this acrostic, the word mind, M-I-N-D. And so I'm hoping that men won't forget this. And it's very easy. And it's basically four questions that we need to do as men to get more of a horizon vision instead of tunnel vision when it comes to understanding our wives. And think of the letters, M-I-N-D. The first question now that I ask Tanya when I'm struggling with, quote, understanding her, Tavi, is what am I missing here? The word missing. What am I missing? I'm talking beyond her words, the nonverbal cues that you guys give, Tavi, the tone of voice, her body language. Because, you know, as men, all we may do is just listen to the words and react and respond, and we miss it. So, God, what am I missing here? The I stands for, God, what? God, say, ask yourself, Joe, before you respond to Tanya, what can I initiate before she asks me to do it? And the key word is initiate. Uh-huh. And Tavi, we know that women love when we initiate things without them having to tell us to do something. So God revealed to me when it's talking about initiate is, Joe, what can you initiate in the planning of things, organizing stuff, deciding on things? You know, I mean, it can be simple things from where to go to eat, you know, what to do, where to go vacation. Because a lot of times they will ask us, you guys will ask us, what do you want to do? And what do we respond? Well, whatever you want to do. And not realizing that is sending a message that we're not being mindful and because we're not initiating. Now, the N stands for, what does she need from me right now? Because Tanya's going through a very rough time, and I'm sure Brittany is going through a very rough time. And I know Jason may struggle with that. And he may, God, what do I need to do? And so we need to ask her, what does she need from me right now? And Tavi, it could be, what does Tanya need from me physically right now? Maybe it might be a hug. You know, a touch. What does she need from me emotionally? It could be something that I could speak to an emotion that she has, or ask her, what is she afraid of right now? It could be something spiritually. She may need prayer right now. Tanya, can I pray for you? And I hold her hands and pray for her and hold her and pray for her. What does she need socially? Maybe she needs to go out and be around other people. See, Tavi, I'm not thinking about this, and most men are not thinking about this. All we're doing is listening to the words. But we need to ask ourselves some deeper questions to have that horizon vision. So the end is, what does she need from me right now? And the D, and I know you're going to like this, Tavi, as a woman. What can I do to help Tanya right now?
Yeah.
What can I do to help her right now? And the reason I say I know women would like that, because you know Tanya personally. And a lot of women, you guys have a lot of things going on in your lives. If I ask, what can I do to help right now? What can I do to help lighten her burden, to lighten her load? To take something off her plate, to make things easier for her. You don't think Tanya will respond to that if I just said, what can I do to lighten the burden on her? And Tavi, I'm telling you, if we can become I'm talking about we as men, if we can become more mindful when it comes to dealing with our wives, maybe we will stop losing our minds when it comes to our wives.
I love it. I love that. And I think even just asking that question, Dr. Joe, will help relieve some of her stress, knowing that you're tuning into her and you're ready and prepared to support her. That's what women so desperately love from men and from anyone, really.
Yeah, and Tavi, I've already seen the difference in my wife of doing that. Now, of course, I'm hoping she doesn't listen to this. She's thinking I'm just a great husband right now. But no, I've been just being more mindful, and I've watched her respond in different. Like, God, you were right. You know, just by asking those simple questions, it helped me be a little bit more intentional and more focused on living with her in an understanding way.
Well, I know that's going to be an encouragement to so many husbands listening right now and wives. So we just thank you for coming in again. This is Dr. Joe Martin of Real Men Connect. And you can find information about him on our Facebook page, Moody Radio Chattanooga. You can see his picture and get his links and all the things that are going on with his ministry as well. Thank you for being with us today, Joe.
Oh, my pleasure, Tavi. Have a great day.
Same to you. Well, it is 7:47, and we're going to get a check on traffic right now.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.